This is the Friday edition of the Public Square with Dave Zanotti from the American Policy Roundtable. And Dave, we've got a couple of our friends, Jeff Sanders and Rob Walgate, at the table here today.
The question all week has been God and guns. And one of the big comments that comes up across the country is, well, look, you know, the First Amendment, Second Amendment, that was a long time ago, and people were only carrying muskets then. We need to change everything today because times and technologies have changed. Jeff, what do you think about that?
Well, the musket of 1787 was the AR-15 of its day. That's all that they had, and technology had advanced quite a bit. And that's what they had to defend themselves against Indian attacks and against tyrannical government. I don't understand how an advance in technology takes away my Second Amendment right. They couldn't have envisioned television or the internet either, right? And yet we still have the First Amendment.
Well, Rob, the Second Amendment then isn't just about self-defense. It's about defending yourself against the government?
It's about protection. When we read the words and the way it was written, it is about protection from the government. It gives us the ability as citizens to form our own sense of protection and our own ability to protect one another.
Wayne, this is a huge subject of great passion and controversy. A disclaimer, the National Rifle Association does not contribute to the American Policy Roundtable, nor do the anti-gun people. We're looking at this trying to come up with a biblical perspective and how does a person of faith wrestle with this question of the respect for life, self-defense, and guns in the culture today. So we couldn't do it in 2 minutes, but we wanted people to know we're struggling too and to encourage them to visit the longer format broadcast.
You can listen anytime at your convenience online at APRoundtable.org and find out about 40 days of prayer for Congress. Join us now in praying for members of Congress, APRoundtable.org. We'll see you Monday here on the Public Square.